Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Welcome back to the podcast for all my mujeres who are glowing up, healing, rebuilding. Today, we're going to talk about how you're going to be a woman that everybody wants, but not everyone can touch. Because people want what they can't have. And if you let anyone just have you, well, then no one's going to want you. I know. Sucks. It sounds really harsh, but it's not. It's not, trust me. And this is for my girlies especially, the ones that know their worth, the ones that go to the gym, the ones that work out and eat healthy and choose to take care of themselves. They keep their hair done, their nails done. They don't just work on their body, but they work on their mindset. They have goals. They're going to therapy. They're healing their traumas. They're saving money for themselves, for their life, for their trips. And even though she's not perfect, she's constantly growing. And then I see these women, beautiful, amazing, gorgeous women, and yet somehow they're dating a guy with no goals, someone with no ambition, someone with no discipline, no desire to grow. And I'm like, wait, what? How? Or someone they're always constantly taking care of, having to find what they're doing, where they're at, or telling them what to do and how to do it because they can't think for themselves. Like, if you're investing thousands into becoming the best version of yourself, why are you letting someone with no direction have access to you? Your lifestyle and your energy deserve someone who can match that effort that you are putting in to you and to life. It's really not that hard. It's not. And I see it time and time again. There's one girl in particular that I'm like, damn, she's so hot. Yet, you're crushing out about these guys you meet at raves and parties and that you've only met like once or twice. I don't understand it. And I'm probably never going to, and I don't want to. So I want you to understand the way I see it better. Because if you obviously love yourself enough to go to the gym, be healthy, eat well, invest in yourself. But make sure you're doing it because it's you, because you truly love yourself, not because you want to get someone's attention. For example, a man's attention, another person's attention. And this is not to shame anyone. This is to empower you, okay? Having standards doesn't make you picky. A lot of people think, I don't want to be a bitch. Oh, I don't want to be a bitch. First of all, you're not. If a man was in business, said, I want things done a certain way, by a certain time, by a certain team, they'd be like, oh, he knows direction. He's a great businessman. They wouldn't call him a bitch. Therefore, you as a woman, having standards does not make you a bitch. Having standards doesn't make you picky. It makes you self-aware. It means you know your worth. It means you're not letting anyone into your life who isn't aligned with the woman you're becoming. And once again, I'm not saying it has to be the richest person in the room. You don't need the richest person in the room. You need someone with drive, with goals, with ambition, with values, with morals, with respect for you and themselves. I've met so many great men who are genuinely kind, good, not nice, but good, kind men who have goals, who have morals, who have standards. And there's something to do with like money. It really doesn't. You know what? Everybody in their own way has value. It's just a matter of finding that person that contributes to you in certain ways and that you can contribute to as well. Because it always has to be a give and take. Your feminine energy also brings value. And I don't mean just look standing there looking pretty. I mean being a woman that knows how to nurture and complement a masculine energy. In a healthy relationship, I 100% believe that the feminine energy is what brings the emotional support, the emotional balance, like where they can come home and then they know that with you, they're safe. It's okay. They're grounded. Because men are not always going to be on top. They're going to feel down sometimes. And that's when they're going to need you to remind them that, hey, just because you're down right now doesn't mean that that's who you are. You're a badass. You're a badass because you're with me and you better get your ass up and, you know, get back to work. And then there's times where the whole world's going to tell them that they're amazing and perfect and they can't do shit wrong. And that's when you need to remind them that, hey, don't let it get to your head. You still got work to do. You still have responsibilities. You still have priorities. Because the whole world's going to fill their head with ideas and make it a big old balloon. And they might fly, and if you cannot ground that big old airhead down, that shit's going to fly away. And that's what I mean by the feminine energy and the power that the woman has and owns, knowing how to develop it, knowing how to use it for the best of the relationship, for the best of your life. Because this is ideally your life. This is the role that you're going to bring. When you see men that take amazing care of their wives, when you see men that their wives stay home, you know, they're well off, and then you wonder, well, she's not that pretty. It's not nothing to do with prettiness. It has to do with her feminine energy and the way she's able to stabilize him in the home, to ground him, bring him home. Or I say him, but I mean like masculine energy, to understand that when I come home, I'm safe here. You bring the stability when life gets overwhelming, whether it's up or down. And then you bring the encouragement when your partner doubts themselves. Because a high-valued woman isn't just beautiful. She's emotionally intelligent. She's intelligent, period. But she's supportive. She's grounded. She's the calm and the fire all in one. You need to know when you're sassy and, you know, the boss. And you need to know when to let them be the boss and take over and take charge. And that is the value that you bring as a woman. If you want to be someone to just take care of you and all that stuff. I didn't say you shouldn't make your own money. You should still make your own money, though. I feel like every woman should have one sort of income besides their husband. An extra source of income besides their husband, besides your partner, because you never know when you're going to need to take care of yourself. Whether it's something happens to them, God forbid, and they're no longer there, or they just walk away. Either way, every woman should have one source of income. Ideally more, but just be able to take care of yourself. Don't hand your entire financial future to anyone. Unfortunately, I did that and it was not ideal. And it's funny because I saw it happen to my mom too and I still didn't learn. And like I said, it's not that they're not going to love you or it's not that, you know, they're all going to break up with you. No, it's like you never know. What if they, you know, are in an accident and they're gone? You just don't know. And scary either way. It's scary either way. And it's better to stay in a relationship because you want to, not because you can't leave. And I actually heard this a couple days ago. Someone mentioned that their ex broke up with them because they said they work too much. Granted, they're in their late 20s and their partner said they work too much. And in my mind, I thought, as a woman that wants to be taken care of, how do you tell your husband or partner, you work too much? How is he going to take care of you if he doesn't work? So you either want a couch potato, and then you should never complain about not having money or not doing anything or going anywhere. Or you want to have a great life, a beautiful home, vacations and travel, and not complain about their job, because their job is what is going to provide this for you. Yeah, so I never understood that he works too much. Granted, when it comes to having kids, the kids should never have to feel like dad works too much. dad better be off, or mom and dad better be off every single birthday, because you have all year to plan it around that. Work comes after that. Promotions, graduation, events, things like that. You know, school games. Understand if you can't make every single one, but you better be showing up to these, because the kids themselves did not sign up for a year job. You chose to bring these kids to this world. So that is where I kind of draw the line. Like, yeah, if it's just you and me, go to work. That's fine. But when the kids come, you better be here for every single one of our kids' birthday parties. And I don't want to see you on the phone working. Because if you want, so yeah, you can ask a high value partner for the lifestyle that you want and then complain about their long hours or the job that they do. Because if you want someone who, like I said, is home all day, that's fine. But understand that that comes with a different type of life. You have to choose. You choose what kind of life you want to. I guess this is why I always thought, like, hey, let's work really, really hard in the beginning so that when the kids do come, we are half, like, the leisure time. Like, you put in all the work in the beginning so that when the kids are here, you can actually enjoy everything that you invested in, like your career, the things that you did when you were younger. And the kids don't have to like grow up without a parent. I understand that not every family can afford that, or not every family is lucky enough to have that, but at least one of the parents is there for the kids. And if that's the case, then maybe wait a little longer to have kids. I understand kids are sometimes, it's an accident. Not everybody has like IVF and plans it, but I don't feel like women should. I feel like a lot of women give men a lot of, like, I don't want to say, you know, they give them a lot of shit, but yeah, they give them, I feel like a lot of women give men such a hard time for working long hours or working certain jobs, or, you know, not being able to make, get home every day by 5 or 6, or every single party that you have, or every family event, or things like that. It's like, oh, it's my cousin's sister's party. Like, all these little parties that necessarily, like, nothing's going to happen if they don't show up. But yet they give them a hard time from not being there. Like, oh, I wanted you here. And it's like, I was working. Like, you know, like, I was doing what I have to do to provide for our home. Granted, you stay home, you can go, you have the kids, then you do it. I'll be there when I get there. And not get so wrapped up or upset about it, because I'm pretty sure you're not complaining of the fact that you don't have to go to work. So I feel like sometimes we are a little harder on the men simply because they're men. Simply because we find and we think that we are superior than them. And we are. But that doesn't mean they don't have feelings, or that doesn't mean that they don't also have emotions, and they are valid, and they deserve to be respected or appreciated at least a little bit, you know, at least a little bit here and there. It's only on their birthdays. With that being said, ladies, not everyone deserves access to you guys, especially my ladies that are investing so much in themselves. The ones going to the gyms, the ones, like I said, reading the books, going to therapy, drinking their water. The most important thing you can do about, you know, on top of all of that, is limit who you give access to you. Limit who you give access to you. Not everyone deserves your time. Not everyone deserves your energy. Not everyone deserves physical access to you. Or just simply being your life. Like, my mom would always tell me that your body's a temple. It's like, your body is a temple, right? And you need to take care of it as such. Just like you want to have all the privileges of a stay-at-home wife. And just like we think, oh, a man should take care of us completely, or the masculine energy should, that's like the bare minimum, you should take care of, you know, your wife and provide for the kids and for everybody. just like we have that standard of them, it's, I compare it to the standard of like men can sleep with whoever they want and not be considered a bitch or a hoe. That's the same reason why you need to be able to take care of yourself and protect your body as such. Because men are willing to pay for all of it when it is valuable. When it has value, meaning not everyone has access to it. And that is how you become more valuable. Understanding and knowing that not everybody can just have access to you in the drop of a phone call or a text or a what are you doing, are you up type of thing. If you want to be a wife, you need to act like a wife. If you want to be a hoe, then go ahead and do what you will. Act like one. Have fun, you know? But don't get mad at people when they treat you the certain ways. Don't get mad at the men. And I'm not talking about like you go out with your friends and you're wearing something cute and stuff and you're just partying. No, you're more than welcome to do that. I go out all the time. But that doesn't mean that I have all these people all the time like hanging out with or going out on dates with. Technically, I've been on 2 dates. Yeah. In the span of what, 6 months? Probably. And do I meet new people? Do I like to hang out with friends and stuff like that? Then yes, of course. But that doesn't mean that just anyone gets you. That's very different. What do I mean by that? Let's see. Everybody gets access, and the moment you start treating yourself like you're valuable, the world would treat you the same way. The world would treat you the same. Yeah, I don't know. Being friends is one thing. Letting everybody in your, like in you, is another thing. I think that's what I meant by giving access to people. Not what I meant by dates. I had a date with a girl and nothing happened. And then I had a date with a man and also nothing happened during the date. However, romantic dates, I guess. I haven't really been on many dates, actually. You would think, it's funny because I was telling my friend, you would think I'd be on more dates. There's just no time. Because I only go on dates on Wednesdays or Thursdays. No, nothing like that. That's beyond the point. My dating life is not that exciting. But because of that same reason, like I am very selective of who I hang out with or who I'm intimate with. I am very selective on who I bring around my son. I am, because I've learned that the more selective I am with me, the more I value me, the more I value my time and energy, the more other people respect it and the more other people value it. When I text my friend, hey, let's go, let's do this, let's go out, let's you know, go to see a movie or let's go for drinks, they know that that's very rare. They know that I don't do it often. They know that, hey, I'm gonna maybe move a couple things around, but yeah, we can do it. And I appreciate that and I respect them for that. And that's how I give myself the same respect. I'm not the prettiest. I'm not the hottest. I'm not all these other things that you other women have. But I do know my worth and my value. I do know what I bring to the table. I do know what it is that I want out of my friendships, relationships, life. And this is why I think it's so important to start with you and start with what it is that you truly want for you. Because I'm not saying being a hoe is wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. I wish I had a hoe face. What did I? Maybe I didn't when I was in my 20s. You know, going to parties, making out with girls, things like that. But that was in my 20s. And there's nothing wrong with that. That was fine because that's what I wanted at the time. And everyone will have their, not everybody, but whoever wants one should have their whole face, but expect that. Expect to have a whole face and understand that during that time, you're a hoe and you're going to be treated like a hoe and don't complain about it. And at one point you want to be like, hey, you know what? I'm tired of being a little hoe. I want something different. Then understand that and start changing your habits, your patterns, the way you act, the way you do things, the way you talk to others. Do that. I'm not trying to preach to anyone. I'm not saying either one is wrong. Whatever makes you happy, and know that, hey, this, if I do these things, these are the consequences, and I'm okay with that. Bam, go ahead. And if I do these other things here, these are going to be the consequences, and I'm okay with that. Perfect. As long as you're okay with you. What I'm talking about is the girls that complain, that are so gorgeous, yet they're complaining that they can't find the right person, or they can't find someone to treat them right. I had my friend saying, like, she doesn't, never wants to drive, he never wants to come over, he always wants me to go to their house. I was like, wait, like, does he pick you up? Like, oh no, then why would you go? He's doing these things because you're allowing it. Oh, he's great, but he never wants to come over, or it's great, but he never wants to drive, or I'm sorry, what? I've never needed to drive anywhere unless I absolutely want to. But the fact that he suggests it and you say yes, that lets him know that you're okay with it. That's what I'm talking about. This is for these women, or these are for my ladies that want more out of a relationship, want more out of their partner, want to be treated differently. If it's what you want, then yes, you deserve it. Yes, you should get it. Yes, I am here. I'm all for it. Yes, I'm all for it. It's all about your energy and your behavior, and it's all about the way you show up in the world. It's the way you present yourself. Yes, sometimes people might misunderstand certain things here and there, but once, twice, it might happen. 3, 4, 5, 6 times, every single time. No, it's not. That's not a coincidence. That's just who you really are. So, you know what I was talking about? What I always refer this to? I have friends that out of nowhere, they'll be like, oh my God, I got a dick pic. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I, first of all, am a lesbian, and I was in a relationship forever. But before the relationship, I never got one of those. After my relationship, I've never gotten one of those. And granted, this is not an invitation to send me one. I do not want one. But what kind of relationship, or how do you talk to these men that they just send this? You know, and which is, like I said, granted, there's some men that probably really don't care and they just send it to everybody and just happen to be that one. But I worked in a dealership for years. Plenty of men. All of them had my number. Never had anyone disrespect me like this. Because to me, that's disrespectful. That is extremely disrespectful. If someone is sending you that is not your partner, someone you already had sex with, someone that you're in a relationship with, then that is completely disrespectful. And if you just laugh it off, like, ha 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 ha, why'd you send me that? Ew. That's just giving them an invitation to send more. Like, how do you, as a woman, not think that is disgusting? And what in the world did I say for you to think that? It's okay for you to say, to send that or do that. And this is what I mean by little behaviors that you allow men to do that gives them the idea or the mentality that they can go ahead and start acting out even further. Because they'll start with, like, you come over and then you go. The fuck? No, I'm not going anywhere. You want to see me, you know where I'm at. You want to see me, you know where I am. You want to come take me on a date, you can pick me up. I know some people say, like, oh, well, it's scary nowadays. Da, 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 da. I'm like, if you're afraid to date someone or have someone pick you up, you probably shouldn't be going on a date with this person. And yes, most women are afraid that they will be assaulted in dates. And I understand that. And that is very, well, very, very real. And some men are liars and narcissistic, and you never know. But if that's the case, then make sure you, like, go somewhere, start with coffee, start with lunch, daytime, things like that, until you know for sure who it is you're talking to, who it is you're going to go on a date with, how comfortable you feel with them. And there's always going to be the risk. Even when you marry them, sometimes you end up marrying them and you find out after you're married that they're abusive or narcissistic. And that's a risk we all have to take. But to decrease those chances of these things happening to you, it all has to start with the way you allow others to treat you and the way you laugh things off, simply to not be mean or a bitch or picky. No, you send me a dick pic and I'm never speaking to you. That's not me being a bitch. That's just me having a standard and respecting myself. And I am pretty sure any other guy that knows my worth and my value would agree with me and be like, okay, that's someone I would rather date. So just because you're blocking one person off doesn't mean you're losing anything valuable. You are more valuable than that. You deserve more than that. Once again, this is not to, like, I'm not trying to shame my ladies. I think you deserve the world. You really do. I think every single woman should be treated with love, respect, and kindness. Because we literally give life to this world. Like, come on, there's nobody out there that can do what women do, which is give birth. So, yes, I think you are a goddess. I think that you deserve the world. And once you learn, and once you start to believe that yourself as well, that's exactly what you're going to get. I think I went a little bit of a tangent, but I am very passionate about it. I have sisters, and even all of my sisters, you know, understand the same concept. All of my sisters, I believe, are high-value women that se dan a respetar, and I'm very proud of them, as well as my mother, because it starts with her. No matter where she goes and what she does, she is very, very well respected and appreciated porque that's the kind of woman she is. And if you didn't have a parent like that or someone, a role model to see it through, it's okay. It doesn't mean you cannot become one. Also, I wanted to share that my brother is actually 18 years old now. Oh my God, he's a grown man. Yeah, we had an amazing birthday for him, always together, and I wouldn't have had it any other way. So happy birthday, Chris. I love you. And I can't wait to celebrate Maddie's. She's next. We have another birthday coming up. The summer's here. My body knows it. My brain knows it. So much happier lately, you know, because now we get to go to the pool. The sun is here. It's been a little windy at night, so we're not doing too many night swims yet, but just give it a couple weeks. And then a couple weeks after that, it'll be Coachella. So if you guys go, I'll see you there. Weekend two. If not, then I'll see you next year because I'll be there again. So whether you're single, dating, married, divorce, or figuring it out, you deserve a partner who matches your effort. You deserve someone who respects your growth. You deserve someone who sees your value. And it starts with you seeing it first. So don't settle. Don't shrink. Don't lower your standards. Do not lower your standards for anyone. Because you're growing, you're glowing, and you're going to start choosing partners who grow with you. But most importantly, remember that unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.